The climate crisis is threatening traditional ways of life throughout Indian country. Tribal leaders and scientists are working together to help reservations become more climate resilient. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports, Native voices believe indigenous science should play a greater role.
Daniel Mosley heads up fisheries for the Pyramid Lake Paiute tribe in northern Nevada.
We're trying to figure out why are our fish getting smaller.
He's talking about the Lahontan cutthroat trout, an important cultural animal to Mosley's tribe and a species that's currently threatened. Pyramid Lake is one of the fish's few natural homes. Mosley says climate change is changing the water quality of the lake, and that's not all.
These extended droughts and the fires and the invasive weeds, the plants that are coming in are causing fires. All those things that affect our people.
Mosley says in drought years, Pyramid Lake's water level can drop up to 4 feet, and that makes it harder to sustain trout populations. He says the tribe now has their own reservoir upstream that they can pull from for fish spawning, but that only came about through decades-long litigation.
It's a long, long-term, two generations. We started this in the 1940s.
It's issues like this that led to the creation of Native Waters on Arid Lands, a soon-to-end five-year project funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Its goal is to create more climate resiliency on reservations. The project recently held a two-day tribal summit in Reno, Nevada, where tribal members, scientists, and academics met to discuss ways to share climate data.
Hi, everyone. If you can just take a minute to wrap up.
After an introductory panel, an older man with long graying hair and a faded denim jacket delivers an impromptu address to the crowd.
We're talking about native waters, but we've just seen our white brothers and sisters up here.
Chili Yazi is a member of the Navajo Nation.
Our concern is that science and technology, Western society, feel they may have the answers.
But he believes traditional knowledge is the answer.
Traditional knowledge is indigenous science.
That's Helen Fillmore. She's a hydrologist with the Native Waters on Arid Lands project and a member of the Washoe tribe near Lake Tahoe. She says traditional knowledge can complement Western science.
Our communities have been in the same areas for thousands of years, and so they have knowledge about the local environment from those lessons, those experiences.
For example, leaving livestock on the rangelands during wildfires because their hoof marks reduce erosion and collect water for seeds when the rains come. Or using prescribed burns not only to prevent wildfires, but to also prepare the land for certain crops. But Fillmore says over time, some traditions have been forgotten.
There are things that we don't remember in our communities. We don't remember how to do prescribed burns. So we have to kind of get training on that in a way.
These cells also produce 1/2 volt.
The summit provides plenty of training on new skills and technology. On this sunny day, there's a hands-on solar panel workshop so tribal members can install and run their own solar projects.
And then I want you to work with some tools here.
It's this collaboration and this merging of Western science with traditional knowledge that Helen Fillmore hopes can make a difference for the next generation, including her 11 nieces and nephews.
I don't want to leave them with a world where they can't have access to the things that make our life and our culture so beautiful. And I don't want to be one of those people who took that away from them. So I think it's important to me to do what I can within my lifetime to give that to them.
Native Waters on Arid Lands is wrapping up its five-year project cycle. Officials with the program say the next step is to create hyper-localized solutions and workshops for tribal communities across the region. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.